Track 15, Mike Liggins. The TV star looks back at his most treasured Christmas memories.
I once met Father Christmas. Not just any Father Christmas, you understand. No, this was the real Father Christmas. It was the first time we'd met as well. When I was a little boy, I always thought I might bump into him on the stairs on Christmas Eve. But my parents were canny. They told me that if I didn't go to sleep on the big night, Santa wouldn't come to our house. So, of course, I kept my eyes tightly shut. And it still applies today, by the way. So if any little ones are reading this, remember to keep your bedroom tidy, help with the chores, and be kind to people. Otherwise, Father Christmas will find out, and there could be trouble. I met the real Father Christmas when I was working for the BBC making a film for Look East in Lapland. I interviewed the big man about Santa Park, a new tourist attraction in Rovaniemi, the capital of Finnish Lapland, which had been created by a company in Beccles. Sadly, this was a time before smartphones, so I don't have a photograph to prove it, but Santa was everything I hoped he would be. He was tall, about 6 foot, as I recall, with a big white beard and glasses. He spoke excellent English and was wonderfully jolly. He also filmed in Santa's post office, where all the mail from children around the world is sorted. It was magical. The reason I mention my trip to Lapland is that I've been thinking about the people who have to work over Christmas. It's a busy time for Father Christmas, of course, but also for countless others, and we should spare them a thought this December. Take the shop workers in Norfolk, for example. As you probably know, my wife Jeanette now owns and runs a gift shop. Christmas is exciting, but also exhausting, and so on behalf of all shop workers, let me make a plea. Please be patient and kind. Not always easy, I know, and the list goes on. Farmers and food producers, hospitality staff, carers, the NHS, and the emergency service workers. One of my most treasured Christmas memories comes from when I was about 8 or 9, and we finished up with a house full of firefighters on Christmas Eve, would you believe? It was one of my dad's favourite stories. On this night in the early 70s, all the Christmas preparations were done and Dad was enjoying a glass of whiskey by the fire. He noticed the flames were burning a little more brightly than usual and felt the chimney breast. It was very hot. So he poured himself another whiskey and waited, but the chimney stayed hot and he began to worry about a chimney fire. It was just past midnight, but Dad called 999. He apparently told the operator he didn't think it was serious, but asked if there's a man with a little van and a stirrup pump, could you send him round? As it turned out, both Warwickshire and Leicestershire sent engines, so we ended up with 2 fire crews in our lounge in the early hours. They were offered tea, sherry and mince pies, and because of all the commotion, I woke up, of course. With my brother and sister, we joined the party. I even tried on a firefighter's helmet and sat in the fire engine. Yes, there was a chimney fire, but it was soon dealt with. Luckily, Father Christmas had already been, so I got to open one present before being sent back to bed. So, if you're busy working this December, and perhaps even on shift on the big day, I say thank you and a very, very happy Christmas.
Thank you, Mike.